And you're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio, every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all. .net. And then we finished up the first hour today on Global Agogo with some Cuban classics from the 1950s and a new band inspired by that era. That last song was by La Sonora Matancera, one of the most famous of Cuba's bandas gigantes. The lead singer on that one was Carlos Argentino, whose real name was, you'll enjoy this, Israel Wittenstein Wurm, but he was from Buenos Aires, and so they gave him the moniker Carlos Argentino. From 1958, we heard Ave Maria Lola, which is one of those Cuban songs. This was probably not the first time it was recorded, I don't think, but it's one that has been adopted in the salsa world, one of the old Cuban songs that has been turned into salsa as well, and a lot of salsa bands play that song. Before that, we heard from El Barbaro del Ritmo, Benny More y su orquesta, or he used to call that group su banda gigante. From, again, 1958, and one of his biggest hits, Que Bueno Baila Usted. Benny More, frequently cited by critics and musicians as the greatest Cuban singer of all time. And before him, another great singer, but much less well-known, Rolando Lasseri. El Guapo del Cancion is what they called him. And from 1957, Para Mi Isla Un Son from him. And then before that, new music that sounds like it could have been made in the 1950s from Orquesta Acocan. It's a band that's led by two Americans, Jacob Plas and Michael Ekroth, and they're collaborating with the creme de la creme of Cuban musicians in Havana's legendary Areto Studios. This is their third album in this project, and each of them has been just superb. And this new one is called Caracoles. It was just released a week ago on Daptone Records. It's an excellent, excellent record. And we heard the song Cha-Cha-Cha Pa-Ka, which features their new lead singer. He's on almost all the songs. His name is Kiko Ruiz, and he is giving me total Benny More vibes. Really into this guy's singing. Again, Orquesta Acocan, Cha-Cha-Cha Pa-Ka, and that album is called Caracoles. And we started off the set with another cha-cha-cha from 1959, Tiene Sabor, Orquesta Sensacion, with the great quasi-operatic singer Abelardo Barroso, really one of a kind. And let's see, we're going to get back into the music here in just a moment, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. The Latin Ballet of Virginia is a nonprofit performing arts organization dedicated to creating and strengthening connections to Hispanic and Latin American cultures through innovative and immersive dance-inspired education and performances that affect positive and sustainable change in people's lives. Educational programs seek to expose children of all backgrounds to this rich cultural and artistic heritage in a format designed to build self-confidence through physical and mental challenges. Programs also seek to help children new to the United States move more comfortably into their new setting by improving their language and communication skills. The Latin Ballet is a school of dance, a dance company, and an education medium. You can learn more by visiting LatinBallet.com. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. All right, well, we're going to start the second hour today with a nice long track from the South African pianist Tete Bambisa. His swinging 1970s jazz is very similar to that of his much better known countryman, Abdullah Ibrahim. And so if you like the Dollar Brand music, the Abdullah Ibrahim music, you're definitely going to like this track, African Day by Tete Bambisa from 1976. And this has just been released, actually for the first time, on a recording that came out in April. This is the title track of it. Tete Bambisa, African Day, right here on Global Agogo. There's the music of Tete Bambisa, South African pianist who stayed home in the 1970s instead of fleeing apartheid. Like his country people, like Abdullah Ibrahim and Miriam Makeba and Hugh Masekela and many others did. As a result, Bambisa is relatively unknown outside of South Africa. Some of his best music is only being heard internationally now, like the track that you just heard. It is the title track of a new album just released in April on the Oz Shams label called African Day. And these had never been released before. These were unreleased recordings from 1976 that are just stellar. And you heard the long title track. They sound like they were just getting warmed up there as they were fading out. I really love that kind of music. It can just go on and on and just please you forever, I think. Very much like the music of Abdullah Ibrahim, inspired by the Marabi music of South Africa. And it featured an all-star band that was Duke Makasi, from the combo is the tenor player. The great Sifo Gumede was on bass, Gilbert Matthews on drums, and then there were two guest saxophonists on there. Basil Coetzee, the guy who did Mannenberg with Abdullah Ibrahim, and Barney Rakabane. They were two of the best players of that period. A terrific new record, African Day by Tete Bambisa, originally recorded in 1976, but not released until April on Oz Shams Records. And you are listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. It's always a good time to donate to your community radio station. So if the spirit moves you, just go to WRIR.org and click on the donate button.
Creative musicians keep on rolling right along. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Charles inviting you to listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that.
I do believe it.
Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
And that is coming up next at the top of the hour here on 97.3 WRIR. And we're going to get into some desert blues from the Sahara region in this next set here on Global Agogo. We're going to start with a band that's one of the most famous in the genre within the Tuareg diaspora, but they're barely known to American and European fans of this kind of music. They are called Afus Dafus, and this song is called Tahanin Tegla, or My Love Is Gone, right here on Global Agogo.
Thank you.
And there's the latest from Etran de l'Ayer, the stars of the Ayer. And the Ayer is the mountainous region of northern Niger, where they're from. They're the best known wedding band in their hometown, which is Agadez. And they've built quite a reputation in Europe and the U.S. for their burning live performances. I saw them last year at the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville, and they were incredible. And they've got a new album coming out in September. It's called, this is a great title, 100% Sahara Guitar. Can't believe that hadn't been used yet. And you just heard the pre-release single from that. It's called Igre Masina from Etran del Ayer. And before that, another of the big local heroes in Agadez, Emdu Mukhtar. The other big local hero who's made good out in the rest of the world is Bombino. They're all from Agadez in Niger. And Emdu Mukhtar from his most recent album, Funeral for Justice, released in May. We heard Imajigan from Emdu Mukhtar and his band. And then we started off that set with Afous Dafous. They're from Tamen Rasset in Algeria. And they feature the guitarist Kader Sabou. And I played for you their big hit, which is Tarhanin Tegla, or My Love Is Gone. This was originally released in 2012. And there's no recording industry to speak of in this part of the world. And so it was released, among other things, as a YouTube video. Mostly people just share files on their phones. Everything is bootlegged. But the YouTube video, they get royalties from that. And they have been getting something because they are now up to 7 million views of that YouTube video. That's pretty impressive. And that guitar player, Kader Sabou, everyone now calls him Kader Tarhanin after the song. This was released on record in 2016 by Sahel Sounds as a single. Afous Dafous is the band. And we've got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo before we finish up today. And we're going to finish the show in the little archipelago of Sao Tome and Principe off the coast of Gabon, off the coast of Africa. The population of these islands is about 250,000 total. And I'd say that per capita, there's as much great music in Sao Tome as probably any place on earth. I'm going to play a couple of songs for you here. And we'll start with the country's most famous band, Africa Negra. They are the subject of a forthcoming reissue from Bongo Joe Records out of Switzerland. It's called Antologia Volume 2. It's going to be released on August 2nd, but we have it here at WRIR now. And we've been playing it a lot on these Sunday shows. I'm going to play it for the first time on my show right now. And actually, much of the music on this release is not a reissue at all. It's mostly unreleased material from studio tapes that never saw the light of day until now. And that is true of the song that I'm going to play for you, called Numigo Yami A, if I'm pronouncing that right, or Family Movement, from Africa Negra, originally recorded in 1979, but as I said, never actually released. And we're going to finish up with another great band from Sao Tome and Principe called Sungazuza, and a kind of a classic song of theirs called Son Malay from 1983. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the Other Black Music. And remember, the future is unwritten. Mas um de nós eu e cabia.
Jamais c'est matin, ma bon matin. Jamais c'est ça, ça m'a beau, ça, ça, que oh. Mais son dos est de wake up, ya. Jamais c'est matin, ma bon matin. Jamais c'est ça, ça m'a beau, ça, ça, que oh. My soon don't say they wake up, yeah. One, two, three.
Don't Patricia, mas um doce de Wicabia. Chame se mata ma po mata, chame se tata ma po tata, mas um doce de Wicabia. Jamais c'est ma dame à ma peau matin. Jamais c'est ça, ma peau matin. Mais sous ton c'est de wake up. J'ai ça.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.